the Hootin' Navy.
And he don't mean hootenanny,
because the Hootin' Navy is a hootenanny that went to sea. Listen.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hootin' Navy. I'm Ralph Emery, and I sure hope you'll spend this next quarter hour with us. Our mighty new Navy is inviting most of your all-time favorites from the world of country and western music, and you'll be hearing them in person on Hootin' Navy. Now, let's get our Hootin' Navy underway with a big greeting for our special guest, Cliffy Stone and his band, and Rex Allen.
Thank you, friends. And Ralph, I just want to say that's the first time I ever heard a hoedown played with three fiddles and a bosun's whistle.
Rex, you got something fitting to kick off our Hootin' Navy?
Sure do, because when you go Navy, there's always a blue sky way out yonder.
There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky way out yonder. That's a calling me back home. Oh, yo, yi, dee, do, lo, lo, dee. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky way out yonder that's calling me back home.
Our guest on Hootin' Navy, Rex Allen. Now, this is Ralph Emery, turning you over to my good friend, Grant Turner. Listen close, folks.
Thanks, Ralph. Well, I'd just like to give a mention here to those fine college graduates who are in Newport, Rhode Island, attending the Navy's Officer Candidate School. You know, you just can't help envying those men. What they're learning at OCS will qualify them to become naval officers. And I think we're all agreed that's a mighty fine position for a man. Well, actually, these officer candidates are preparing for jobs so important that you could rightfully call them future leaders. And something those of you listening ought to know is that the courses at OCS take only 16 weeks. After that, you're really on your way to serving your country just about the best way there is. So go see your Navy recruiter, and he'll tell you all about the Navy's Officer Candidate School. Well, that's it, Ralph.
That's the message, friends. Just remember, it's like Grant said. Your Navy recruiter has all the details. Now, let's get Rex Allen back here again.
I'm already piped aboard, Ralph, and I got a tune everybody knows.
Up the lazy river by the old mill run, that lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river where the robin's song, wake up a bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, hey, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river, how happy we would be. Up the lazy river with me. Lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river where the robin's song wakes up a bright new morning where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, hey, everyone's in love. Up the lazy river. Happy we would be. Oh, lazy river.
Oh, mighty fine, Rex. But what's a boy who hails from Arizona, that dry, dry state, doing singing about a river?
Wasn't just any old river, Ralph. This was a lazy river.
You mean lazy rivers are okay in Arizona?
Well, it'd have to be, Ralph. A man can get powerful lazy real fast when he's trying to paddle a canoe through a spread of cactus.
Rex, I've seen you in all those movies and television shows. That hardly seems like a problem to me.
Oh, an actor fella in Hollywood can do anything, Ralph. Anything. That's because they got all those special effects guys.
Special effects?
Yeah, like trick pictures and sounds. I'll show you what I mean. Let's say now that I'm about to sing another song. They can make it sound like Clippy Stone's band was playing south.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
I just happened to bring one of those special effects characters along with me. Listen and see if this don't really sound like the boys playing now.
I'd have never guessed you were singing.
I told you, they're powerful clever.
Say, do you think they could make me sound like Grant Turner?
I reckon they could. Fellas, you heard what the man said. Make him sound like Grant Turner.
Yeah, but what does the Grant Turner sound like? Well, I guess it sounds like me. But right now, I'll see how this sounds, men. A career that offers excitement, adventure, travel, and all sorts of chances for advancement. Does that sound good? You bet. Because I'm talking about a career as a naval officer. Now, let me tell you something about that. You can prepare to become an officer in the Navy just so long as you're a college graduate and feel that you're the type for a responsible position. Now, how do you prepare? Well, you head for your Navy recruiters and tell him you want to join the Navy's Officer Candidate School. You're married, you say? No difference. 16 weeks after you start OCS, you will be eligible to become a United States Naval Officer. Now, you just heard the news of a very special opportunity. Don't overlook it. Check into OCS, the Navy's Officer Candidate School.
You know something, Rex? I not only sounded like Grant Turner talking about the Navy, I looked like him.
You ain't heard nothing yet, Ralph. In the snap of a finger, those movie wizards can make all the folks here at the Hootenanny look like Indians.
Is that a fact?
You just watch. But, Ralph?
Yeah, Rex?
Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. When I was just a little boy, I liked to roam the hills, and to hear wild stories about the Indians was my biggest thrill. I'd shout and run and holler like them. I wore moccasins on my feet, and I'd make believe I was under a teepee every time I went to sleep. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. My hair was jet black and I was 21. There was lots of pretty girls around, but the pale-faced maidens didn't thrill me none around my Cochise County hometown. One day when I was walking by a shallow creek, I saw a beautiful Indian fetching water, and I just had to speak. She smiled at me, then quickly ran, but the next day she returned. And it wasn't very long till I told this maiden how the love in my heart burned. Son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. I told my daddy I'd found a girl who meant the world to me, and tomorrow morning I'd ask the chief for the hand of Novalee. Dad's trembling lips spoke softly as he told me of my life. Was then he said I could never take this maiden for my wife. Son, when you were born, the white man and Indian were fighting, and a brave named Yellow Sun scalped my little boy. So I took you to make up for what he'd done. And son, you're a full-blooded Indian, and I love you just as much as my own little feller that's dead. And son, Nova Lee is your sister. And that's why I've always said, son, don't go near the Indians, please stay away. Son, don't go near the Indians, please do what I say. Please do what I say.
There he is, folks, Rex Allen, and that's just about it for this get-together of Hoot Navy. Ralph Emery, neighbors, expressing the Navy's thanks to Rex Allen and Cliffy Stone for joining us here on Hoot Navy. We hope you'll be back with us. In the meantime, give a nod of thanks to this radio station for making it possible for us all to get together. Waiting to visit us on coming Hoot Navies are country and western favorites like Webb Pierce, Ray Price, Roy Drusky, Herlin Husky, Tex Ritter, and many more. So until the next time, friends, remember, you're always welcome at your Navy or Naval Reserve recruiter. That's where you find out how you can join the Navy.